ladies and gentlemen, the following episode is scheduled for one fall. Coming down the aisle are your hosts of In the Click, Baby Huey and Ryan Pronick.
What's up, everybody? Baby Huey here for 107.7 The Bone, and this is my favorite time of the year. We're on the road to WrestleMania. WrestleMania 40 will be April 6th and 7th at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, starting at 4 p.m. Pacific, streaming live on Peacock. Needless to say, I'm super excited to be talking to my next guest, one of my favorite wrestlers, who this week released her first book about her life, titled The Man, Not Your Average Girl. It's WWE Superstar. Star, the man, Becky Lynch. How's it going, Becky?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. So great to be talking to you again. I think it's been 2 years now. You and I chatted in person in Dallas, Texas, WrestleMania down there. So super great to be talking to you again. Congrats on the new book. It came out yesterday, available everywhere you get your books online, also Amazon. And I'm curious, though, Becky, why now? Why at this point in your career did you feel like you need to write your memoir?
Well, I was offered a book contract, so I went ahead and did it. Is I suppose the long and short of it, but the long version is that I always wanted to write a book. Mick Foley, he was the person who really hooked me on wrestling. Mm-hmm. He had written his own biography. I wanted to do the same, and so when I was given the chance, I was like, well, here we go. This is what I've always wanted, and so it was another goal that I wanted to achieve, and now I've done it, and it's out into the world, and I'm really proud of it. I'm really proud of what I've put into it and what people are going to get out of it.
Yes, congratulations once again. Super happy for you. I'm just curious, though, from your perspective, what part of your life or wrestling career were you looking forward to the most to share with all your fans out there?
Gosh, I think my favorite parts of the book are the parts with Colby in it. Like, I every time I would write about him, it would make me smile, and I just loved that the blossoming romance part, because that's always such an interesting part of any relationship. And now here we are, married with a kid, and we're traveling the world together. And so that was one of my favorite parts for people to read about. But just talking about the journey before any of that happened, before I came to WWE, what it was like being on the indies and going to Japan for the first time. Mm-hmm. And that whole adventure, they're some of my favorite parts.
I'm just curious, though, was there any subject matter that you were a little hesitant to open up about? I don't know, either worry creating some backstage heat or just anything you were a little nervous to open up and share with everyone?
Not really. I think I tried to be very fair to everybody in mm-hmm. terms of, like, I gave the arguments from my perspective.
Okay.
But was also able to be biased enough unbiased enough to show their perspective, you okay. know, and also see, because we have a narrow view of things, mm-hmm. but that might not always be the way things are, and we can't always assume people's worst intentions, because people standardly don't have bad intentions. Most people, like, they justify everything that they do for the most part, and it's never usually just pure maliciousness.
Yeah,
that might
yeah.
happen on a rare occasion, mm-hmm. but for yeah. the most part, it's people looking out for themselves or doing what they're told, and I tried to be very fair in that.
Gotcha. Well, I'm curious, is that kind of in relation to you opening up about your friendship with Charlotte Flair?
Yeah, some of that. Yeah, for example, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Like, when we were falling out, she was feeling like I was succeeding, maybe in spite of her. Like okay. like that I had to put her down in order for me to succeed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was hard for her, but also the booking of it was ass backwards, you know? She was supposed to be the baby face and I was supposed to be the heel, but ain't nobody thought that was the way that it was, you know? Yeah. Everybody thought I was the baby face, but they continued to book me like the heel and continued to book her like the baby face. So you're just really putting her in a position to fail and for me to succeed and look like a badass and I would get to do all the cool things. I'm not gonna tell you no. Oh, you're gonna make me the biggest star in the world. Oh, yeah, this is what I left home to do, and this is what I've always dreamed about. No, of course not, of course not. I'm going to go with it and set myself up for life, you know, and my family up for life, you know, and so that was. That was part of the problem.
Gotcha. Yeah, I remember watching that SummerSlam match and thinking the same thing. But speaking of that dynamic of babyface versus heel, I do want to ask about your upcoming WrestleMania match against Rhea Ripley for the Women's mm-hmm. World Championship and how you deal with the challenges with the build-up to this match. Right now, you are the babyface while Rhea is the heel. However, Rhea, at times, has kind of crossed over into that tweener area with the WWE Universe cheer for her. So that dynamic of good person versus bad person is not as clear. So for you in the babyface role, what was your mindset and strategy to overcome that challenge?
If she is a heel, she's the worst booked heel in history. If she's a babyface, she's the best booked babyface in history. But I think she's a babyface, right? And I think you have to approach that as if she's a babyface. But okay. She's a badass, right? She's a badass. I'm also a badass, and we are two very different people. She's dominant. She is the type that you go, there is a superstar. Let me strap a rocket to her, send her to the moon. I'm the one that has always had to overcome. I am the Rocky Balboa in this. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference. Now, how do you play to the differences? And how is that interesting? So you can't be thinking heel and babyface. You have to think, why do I not like this person? What is the story? How do we tell that? How do we get people invested?
Gotcha. Well, Becky, congrats. I hope I'll be in Philadelphia next week. Hope to talk to you next week. And next week, let's talk about you punching Dominic Mysterio, okay?
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Congrats on the new book. I'll see you next week.
Thanks a million.
Thank you. Bye-bye.